Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the frozen pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. I'm kind of thawing out a little bit, but boy, has it been cold.
Well, I am jealous of that beard because I've got to imagine that your face has been a hell of a lot warmer than mine has been outside. And I've got to say, I agree with you. It has been very cold and I've had enough, no more. And I hope it warms up very soon. And I'm sorry for all of you who love winter.
And all the dogs that have to go out there in this stuff, man. Those are some cold feet.
Well, it's funny you say that, Rick, because I got some feedback on a cartoon I posted on our Facebook page, and it showed a large dog walking through the snow, and his comment was, "Boy, my feet are cold." And then it shows one of the little hot dog Dachshunds, and his response was, "Feet? You have no idea."
Yeah, nothing like a belly chiller.
I don't think it was the belly that he was so worried about.
Well, come on, Lee.
But it's definitely been interesting to see because the dogs, they like playing in the snow. I don't question that. But when it's time to go, they're still going to pick their area, whether you've plowed it or not.
Yeah. And some dogs tend to do a lot better. My daughter has two dogs at her house. One's a Norwegian Elkhound, and then there's Bruce, the Great Dane.
Right.
It doesn't take long before Bruce is sitting at the door waiting.
Right.
And the Norwegian Elkhound is like, "Throw me a snowball. Let's play."
Absolutely.
So some dogs are prepped. Some aren't.
Well, it's definitely obvious that Odin is the king of the dogs when it comes to
cold weather,
snow conditions.
Yeah.
So, but Rick, it's been an interesting week, and I saw where you guys have something going on where you're getting a little bit of TV time. What's up with that?
So, yeah, CATA. You know, talk about things that we take for granted, right? So CATA is doing a promotion, kind of letting everybody know that they exist, and let's get on the bus, so to speak. Let's think green. But also, they wanted to let people know the destinations they go to.
Right.
You know, CATA, you think maybe you can go downtown, but where do you go? Why would you get on it? Where can you get to?
Right.
And so we're part of their promotion. We're one of those destination locations that whether it's by car or bus, not too many people flying in necessarily or taking the train, but at least for cars and buses, you know, points can stop at Preuss Pets if they want to get there.
Well,
so that's the idea there.
If they're coming to Old Town, I've got to imagine that you are probably the odds-on destination for a great many people. So that makes perfect sense to me. Well, Rick, another destination where people go to in February is the topic of our show today. We've got Dr. Ben Calmery coming back on, who is, I don't know if the word is famous or infamous, for being one of the pioneers of vet dentistry. And boy, it's just every year that we talk about the subject in February, it seems to be a bigger and bigger part of the care that people are getting done for their animals.
Yeah, you know, the fact that there's that cavity, and probably amply named, because I think sometimes we have kind of as a cavity, we forget all about it. And more things happen there because that's where they're eating, and that's where all the good stuff's coming in. But teeth can only handle so much. And we have a tendency, because dogs like to chew on things, maybe following some guidelines or maybe getting off track, just hoping that the dog's enjoying itself, but might be cracking some teeth. So
right.
He's going to give us some advice on that, which every time he does, it's always helpful so that somebody that has a dog that's thinking they're doing their best, they can kind of, when it comes to oral care, kind of decide whether that's the case or not.
And it's a bigger issue than most people know, and that's what we're going to talk about with Dr. Ben Colmery from the Dixboro Veterinary Dental Facility down near Ann Arbor, as well as he's been with Michigan State, and he is very renowned in his business, and that's who we'll talk to today on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.